Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Work Studios here with you. Disabled veteran, ex-DEA special agent, ex-DIA intelligence collector, turn whistleblower, and now your intelligence officer, filleting the fake news and out in the deep state and restoring our republic in conjunction with Trump and America's global freedom movement. They came after me, but they're really after you. I blew the whistle on DEA's cartel drug deal, exposing the other side of Fast and Furious. Instead, in exchange for the guns going south, it was drugs coming north through the Sinaloan cartel. And DEA agents raised their hands in federal court in the Nunez Ambada trial and testified to that. So very glad to be with you. If you want to support the show, I was just talking to Maurice, you can always go to gogetfunding.com, gogetfunding.com. Support the Prather Point there. I've had very generous contributions. And just like all small businesses, like Mike Emery's Perfection Auto Works, that's what runs the engine of capitalism and free marketism in the United States. You can read my ebook, Chase, on Amazon, which is fact-based fiction by an ex-DE agent, me, about terrorism coming up through the border. Get my book on initiation, which is about boys are born but men are trained, and the lack of initiation rites of passage in culture today is a big part of our crisis. And that's on Amazon. That's my paper book. And just did the 9 a.m. sermon for our Christ Chaplaincy. That's ChristChaplaincy.com today, talking about it's Bodhi Day. It's the day that Buddha obtained enlightenment. It's Immaculate Conception Day for Catholics. Lots of stuff happening today and around this time. It was St. Nicholas yesterday that was an actual saint that actually put money in stockings, the legend says, for three girls so that they could get married. They'd have a dowry and they wouldn't go into prostitution. That's where the stocking tradition comes from. And the Dutch brought that tradition from their democratic tradition to the America, to Turtle Island, with the Puritans who didn't, the Pilgrims who didn't celebrate Christmas, to New Amsterdam, which eventually became New York. And they brought Sinterklaas, and that became Santa Claus. And when it finally got to America is when it really became about children. And got people stopping by the dojo, so you can always stop by the dojo and see me, bujinkanusa.com. We just had our Daikomyosai, a great light celebration, my sensei's birthday, 88th birthday in Japan. We're both getting up there, but that was real nice. Had students who have been training with me for 29, 30 years in, and we had a great training and then a nice formal moving party at the house last night. And we'll be having our handgun class. Had somebody who was listening stop by the handgun class last week. That's every Wednesday night at Warrior School, warriorschool.com. Same place as the dojo on Wednesday nights at 4518 East Broadway. Lots of ways to interact and connect. And Tucson's a nice, small enough town that we can do that. Lots of really important stuff happening, and I always invite you to become part of the conversation. Maurice and I were just talking about hanging out with John C. Scott and how gracious he is, even though he's a liberal and we disagree with him on a lot of stuff, but that we're able as Americans to have a civil conversation. It's not about hate, not about killing each other. So you can always join the conversation at 520-790-2040. Catch the podcast at kvoi.com or jeffreyprather.com. So you got lots of places that you can look at my stuff. And I got stuff up on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook that is really important. And a lot of times I'm talking about the issues and the problems. And the reason I'm doing that is because you're not going to hear any of this. It's just amazing to me that you're not going to hear any of this on the regular news. But you got to do things. You got to have a counter culture to the pop culture that is destroying faith and family in our nation. And so I'm highly involved in that in every level, and welcome you to join us in that. A lot of families last night. It was really nice. So kind of one of the first things I want to talk about is that the FBI, so the Navy's got a lot of problems. I have tried to get a very well-known SEAL on the show, maybe let it happen. But, you know, I'm not saying anything that the SEAL Admiral isn't saying, that we got a problem. So we've seen this for a long time. Even the Secretary of the Navy was just fired by the Secretary of Defense because he was overrunning the Commander in Chief about giving Chief Gallagher's Trident Budweiser badge back to him. And you just got to follow orders. Of course, we just saw that with the Army Colonel Vindman. I was talking with some of my military peers who are just like, the guys just, these guys are just rogue guys. You follow the Commander in Chief's orders, you know, or you can say, hey, it's an illegal order. I'm amoral order. I'm not going to follow it. And Article 15, me or court-martial me. But just to go around and just say, well, I'm not going to do what you say. It's just amazing for us who have spent a long time in the military. And we were honoring one of my fallen comrades last night. We had set a place for him. I know they're not listening, but that was Marine Charles Retta. But just incredible what's going on. But there is good news. So the good news is that the second shooting at Pensacola, because there was the shooting at Pearl Harbor with the Saudi national, the FBI has declared that an act of terrorism. Terrorism. I'm saying terrorism. It's Islamic terrorism because he was Saudi. The 9/11 hijackers were all Saudi. And why is that so significant? Because I remember back under Obama when an 04, same rank as me, a major, jumped up on a desk and started shooting and killing his own soldiers. And he was a counselor, a psychiatrist, Muslim psychiatrist. What did the Obama administration label that as he was screaming Allah Akbar at the top of his lungs and shooting his own soldiers down there in Texas? They labeled as domestic workplace violence. Incredible lie. So while we should be praying for the fallen and we should be clapping for the quick responses from the highly competent LEOs, law enforcement officers, the sheriffs, and the security forces who quickly killed him. We should also be happy that under Trump, they're calling it terrorism. And they're not calling it like Susan Rice on Netflix. Susan Benghazi is because of a video running Netflix, and I posted on Facebook a while back. She came out with her book. She was on NPR talking about it, and I happened to be scanning on NPR, and she was like, "I'm being attacked for what I said. What do I do?" And I wrote, and I don't know if you've seen it, but I said, "Susan Rice, how dare you use the word attack? You don't know the meaning of the word talking about Benghazi, because we let those guys die. I am intimately familiar with that. I know some of the people involved. We could have got those guys out, and they got the order to stand down. And all those orders come from the commander in chief, and they've never admitted where Obama was that night. But it's good news because Trump has changed all that. Running over for the first break. Got more good news and breaking news coming out. Remember, a while back, a couple shows back, I was saying it was Epstein was working for Mossad, and I was just calling him a CEO. Now there's books coming out and saying that, and Dan Bongino, another 1811, is saying that. But broke that here, as far as I know. Anyway, it's Jeff Prath on the Prath Report in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. We'll be right back with you after this. Jeff Prath on the Prath Report in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you, 520-790-2040. It has been declared terrorism. It's a Saudi shooter, just like the 9/11 bombers were Saudis. That's where Wahhabism, U.S. is the great Satan, Israel is the little Satan, originated. That's where Al-Qaeda and ISIS got their initial start. And just curious if Clinton, Hillary, is going to come out and explain how she opened up Saudi national training on our military bases. So she originated that under the State Department, letting the Saudis come in. And in exchange, at the same time, the Saudis contributed $10 million to the Clinton Foundation. And there's even more that's going to open up with this because, of course, you've probably heard the Saudi guy they were showing mass shootings the night before and having a party and they were filming it. That's why it's terrorism. It's clear terrorism. But we'll see if Hillary will come out and say why she let the Saudis train our bases and why she got $10 million for that. But I digress. My friend Sean Huffine is calling in, and we're going to have to do a barbecue thing or something, a Prather Point barbecue thing one of these days. Sean, welcome to the show.
I can't wait, Jeff. I got to ask you something. Of course, I'm not the guy that looks at this in political things other than our ties to Saudi Arabia go back to 1971, Nixon breaking Bretton Woods and keeping the dollar on the oil on the dollar standard or whatever happened. But why do people, I got to ask you, because I don't really care what it's called, one man committing an act of evil against other people is an act of evil. In a non-state actor, which either he's a state actor from Saudi Arabia, and we made a massive error in intelligence, or he's a non-state actor doing an act of evil against other people. Why do you think no politician, except I'm not a politician, I mean, why can't they just say, this is an act of evil, and have to define it as terrorism to keep all the sheep out here scared to death about? And again, Saudi Arabia, 19 Saudis got on planes, smashed into the World Trade Center, and we went and, I don't know, a couple countries over, invaded somewhere.
Well, so when I do a lot of teaching. In fact, you've been in one of my handgun classes.
Yep,
and I'm teaching.
You. Danny and I both, by the way.
Yeah, and say hi. And we were on other stations together. So I'm always talking about the warrior being on the side of good and God and opposing evil. And I define evil very specifically, but most people don't. But I define evil very specifically as intentional harm. Now, if I'm in the chaplaincy, I'm wearing my chaplaincy hat, and I'm saying their evil is a sentient energy form of intentional harm. And I define good as intentional help. So first of all, those are my working definitions, that whether I'm just teaching a military class or, you know, civilian class or a advanced spiritual warriorship class on exorcism or soul retrieval or whatever, those don't change. They just get deeper. But the definition, this is a good reason that they've called this terrorism, because they were filming it. So the thing of 9/11, why it was terrorism, is not to kill the people in the planes and not to kill the people in the buildings, but to terrorize everybody else that was watching. And that's what makes it terrorism. And that's been kind of lost on a lot of things. Like, I support a lot of native causes, and they'll say, and I've heard guys say, well, it's terrorism. Terrorism is to instill terror, or in Christian terms, the beginning of oppression, which is different than fear. Fear is, hey, just wake up, pay attention. You're jumping out of an airplane, make sure your parachute's good. Fear's good and natural. Terror is the beginning of the oppression cycle. Oppression leads to obsession, which is obsession with fear or terror, and then infection, or infestation, and then eventually, in rare cases, it can go to possession, and it can go to a nation state. A lot of spiritual experts considered Nazi Germany possessed, a geospiritual possession. And if you look at a lot of Hitler's ceremonies, they were designed to bring nation state possession about. It's the same thing with the gladiator. If you're burning Christians or in the arena, in the Coliseum, been to, or if you're stoning a little girl, throwing concrete blocks on her head, you don't have to even throw the rock. All you have to do is be there and complicit. It's Edmund Burke. All the evil needs is for good men to do nothing, because then you're tainted by it.
I consider that you are, as you say very, very succinctly, by the way, standing by and letting evil happen makes you complicit in the crime.
And that's the whole plan with all of this. And that was the whole plan with Epstein, and that's the whole plan with everything that's going on, where the left, the Antifas and everything are beating people and everything. They don't have to beat them. They just have to stand there, and then they are part of that. But I hope that answers your...
well done, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening.
Great show, as always, you know. Always listening and always supporting you.
You know, it's great, man. And thanks for all the great food. And we will do something in the coming year. I used to do Prather and Pizzas.
Wait till next week. You'll have. I was on cooking last night and this morning. Wait till next week.
Okay, man.
Wait till next week, brother.
All right, thanks.
Hey, keep the faith, Jeff.
All right,
keep
the faith. All right. So, really important. But again, they're admitting that it's a Saudi national, but they're not telling you that it was Hillary under the State Department who let the Saudis start training with us, and that the Saudis gave the Clinton Foundation this big donation, $10 million. And that's what happened. You can't give the individual, but countries can give it to these foundations. Of course, the FBI, remember I talked about this last week, was flying plane loads of documents out of Arkansas. And I'm going to have a guy from Arkansas talking about the Clintons. But that's a good news. That is happening there. And hat tip to Kirk for sending me that point. Hillary is also being outed by NBC News that while Secretary of State, she shut down an investigation of an elite pedophile ring in the State Department ranks in order to avoid scandal. Of course, that wouldn't connect anything except with maybe her right-hand woman, Yuma, who was married to a pedophile. Oh, yeah. And, of course, the Clintons and Bill were always flying to Epstein's pedophile island. And there was the ranch in New Mexico. There was pedophiles. So I feel like kind of spying. It's a great American word, spying. I love it. I like saying that word. And so... it's hard to aggregate all this stuff, but more child crimes have been indicted under Trump than ever before. And this goes back to Trump's NYPD security guy, I can't think of his name right now. It's not Adam Schiff, who quietly left the security detail, and then all these indictments started coming down. And I'm getting a question from my wonderful wife. Doesn't designating this as a terrorist act allow for a different legal recourse? Yes, it does. That brings in all the federal. The FBI has domestic authority for federal counterterrorism, but that investigation won't just be domestic. It'll be overseas by assets overseas. The FBI will go over there. Hopefully, it won't take weeks to get in like it did to Benghazi. And there's CIA assets, and then, of course, JSOC. And you see this coming in also, as I said last week, with if Trump does declare the cartels to be terrorists, then JSOC's coming in, and those aren't Border Patrolmen and ICE agents. Those are the finest elite warriors in the world, the guys that when Trump finally unleashed them, what was the time frame on we blinked and ISIS was done and gone. Yeah, are there still pockets around? Yeah, there's always pockets of bad guys around, but they're scurrying. They're scurrying around quite a bit. So that's really good news. But what I really want to start to get to is the long-awaited IG report is going to be coming out unless it's held up again. And there's a lot of breaking news about that and a lot of confusion about that as well. And so remember last show I said it's been a race. And the reason they're doing all this stupid impeachment, everybody's looking at these idiot law professors, you know, and the snarky, mean female law professor saying, well, Barron Trump is making fun of a kid, and she just got panned, and then she tried to apologize for that. And they just keep shooting themselves in the head. It's just terrible, but they have to do that because they're in a race for indictments. And it's not like the previous IG reports that have come out that have totally indicted the FBI and the heads of the FBI as well, because there's parallel Durham criminal investigations going on at the same time. And that is big news. But I will get back to that and tell you what's breaking in that right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk. You can call in at 520-790-2040, and my good friend Sean already did, and getting texts and everything and answering those. But I really want to get to predicting, because you know that's what I'm known for, is predicting what's coming out, what's going to be coming out tomorrow with the final release of the IG report. So it is going to be devastating. I was just telling how Hillary is already in trouble with the State Department, and she's going to even have worse trouble because, and this already broke, is George Nader, but other folks, about eight other folks, have been indicted. You got to remember that with this IG report, the Durham investigation has been running parallel, and they have been talking to each other. The Uber investigation in Utah was a placeholder for all of this. It wasn't actually doing anything. It was just Sessions keeping it open until Durham could get going. And he is going. And there's going to be, I'm predicting, probably around eight indictments tomorrow. And the last couple of weeks, we've heard ad nauseum in terrible formats how the Dems have said, oh, it is treason for a political person to take money or contact a foreign government to influence an election, trying to make the case that that's what Trump said, even though, despite what Colonel Vindman said, he didn't say demand. Vindman inserted that, just like Schiff inserted that. He lied about that. He ignored his chain of command. For all of us military guys, we're like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? All the law professors are imagining, but all of the Dems, the left-wingers up there, are now on record repeatedly saying for a political person in office to try and contact a foreign government to influence an election. Well, what's coming down tomorrow, I predict and prophesize, is that you're going to see not just George Nader, but eight others contacting foreign governments, including Middle Eastern governments. Remember Hillary with, and there's the indictment stuff is saying candidate one and foreign country A for contacting to influence the election. And they are going to be in great difficulty to explain this, because they no longer control the Attorney General's office, who I went against Eric Holder and had a EEO complaint against my faith against him. He's gone. He resigned in disgrace. All the corrupt folks, Leonard at DEA when I was there over a decade ago now, and Comey and McCabe and Orr's wife working with Fusion GPS, all that is gone now. These guys are sweating, and I think that we're going to start to see indictments from the bottom up, and the reason for that is to flip people on the way up. And I think Hillary is back, is up against the wall, because it's Nader and a guy named Kwanja and others holding political parties for Bill and Hillary and contributing cash. And according to Federal Election Commission records and details in the indictment, the money primarily went towards backing Clinton's 2016 campaign efforts. And this is foreign governments. This is exactly what all the Dems have been claiming that Trump did, which we know he didn't, and Clinton did. And this was one of course, Mueller's key witnesses in this, and that's coming out too, that Mueller was just being used by Weissman. And the Hillary campaign also has connections back to, wait for it, Russia. And this is what I'm saying is going to be happening tomorrow. And I think that what they have been trying to do is muddy the waters with the impeachment nonsense, hoping that no one will pay attention to all this. But they've done it completely wrong. Of course, they've just dragged it out. Everybody gets tired of watching. It's so boring. People are falling asleep. But it's just like looking at the Biden rallies. And of course, speaking of Biden, I mean, you know, he's talking about, you know, kids rubbing his leg hairs and, you know, his son, who was thrown out of the Navy for crack, who was having an affair with his dead brother's wife while he was impregnating a stripper that he got caught with for DNA testing. And just to show you how desperate they are, and his lawyer quit. His lawyer just quit because Biden didn't show up for the hearing. I mean, so folks, a clue. We call a clue in law enforcement. You know, as a professional investigator, you know, I was in 1811, GS-13, 1811. You know, a clue is when your lawyer quits, okay, it's not a good sign for you. The Dems are in serious trouble, and they've just told so many lies and lies over and over that I don't know, you know, how they are ever gonna get out of this. So what I think they're starting to do is I think they're starting to sacrifice people, and I think the Clintons are up first because the Clintons are done. And even the Dems know that if you've run for president twice. Well, maybe not. I think because Biden's like, isn't Biden running for a third time? Somebody call in. Isn't Biden's? I mean, you listen to the guy. I mean, you just feel sorry for the guy. Can't do anything, say anything right. He's in Ohio. He thinks he's in Iowa. He's in Iowa. He thinks he's in Ohio. You know, he thinks he was meeting with Kim Il-jung. He just has no clue of what's going on. But they are desperate. I mean, how many guys are there running for Democratic president this week, 20, 30, the race isn't narrow, and they just keep coming in. What are they trying to do? They're not trying to win elections. They're just trying to stay out of jail. So going back more to the fundamentals there of what's happening, if we go back and look at the previous IG report about FISA, and there's been lots. We can go back decades. And folks, so I was credentialed with the Defense Intelligence Agency, and I was, which is in the intelligence community, and I was credentialed with the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, and so I had separate top secret clearances. I was an intelligence officer. And some of these, I've done wiretaps, Title III investigations. I'm very familiar with the history of these things when the DEA was actually doing their job and started off programs and then transitioned them to other agencies. I know exactly of what I speak. I've done this stuff. And, you know, I was just talking to a bunch of my students the other night after the party. I'm like, you do understand that there's actually no evidence at all that the Russians hacked the DNC servers at all. You do understand that, don't you? I'm like, oh, what? I'm like, and these guys and gals are sharp guys, but that's the first line in the Mueller report is a lie. Every witness getting up and say, well, the intelligence community has said unanimously, that's not true. Yeah, CIA, Brennan, the former communist, says it's so. NSA gave it a moderate confidence. So in intelligence, we don't like, here's the proof, here's the fact. It's not court. It's, well, high confidence, low confidence, mid confidence. Here's our best guess. This is what we're thinking. Like, you know, Sean and Mike and I and a whole bunch of others went to see Midway. And the intelligence officers, give us your best guess. And his best guess was really excellent. It's the gold standard of intelligence. But you got to remember that the NSA and the civilians from the outside think the CIA is it. They're not. They used to be a long time ago, but they're not. There are some other things I can't talk about that are really cool. But the NSA is the big dog in the intelligence. Like people think the FBI in federal law enforcement. They're not. They're white-collar guys. There's FBI agents who retire having never put cuffs on anybody. There's a former FBI boss in Tucson that's standing up for Comey and everything against Trump. I'd love to have a conversation with him sometime. What happened was early on, Admiral Mike Rogers went to Trump Tower and had a private conversation because he noticed what was going on. As things got unmasked, he was able to show that they were spying on him. Now, I hear that the report's going to say that there were no external spies. And, you know, I can only call it as I see it. I can only tell you what I am hearing, just like when it comes out that Mossad was running Epstein and exploiting children. You know, I'm just calling it the way I see it, the way I understand the intelligence. That's all I can do. But Rogers went to Trump, and the conversation went probably something like, hey, they're spying on you. And shortly after that, Comey and Brennan and Clapper, the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, goes to Trump and says, hey, we got to fire Rogers, because they figured out that Rogers was outing them. So... remember what the report is about tomorrow. Barr says this is, hey, it's pretty obvious that some kind of spying occurred, surveillance occurred, but was it predicated on a legitimate basis or not? That's really the whole thing that's going on. And I will talk to that right after this final break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Right back with you after this on the Perfection Auto Works studio. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works studios. I want you to understand that one of Mueller's key witnesses, George Nader, was indicted. It has been indicted and is being accused of funneling Russians and connecting the Russians to candidate one and candidate one's spouse. So when they say that kind of stuff, like candidate one, candidate spouse, they don't want to say Hillary and Bill Clinton. So the storm is upon us, as Q says. There's also Schiff talking about, oh, I've got the phone records of Nunez, which he's got the wrong records, and he doesn't even know enough to realize that he illegally obtained those records, probably through Carmella. But you have to get warrants for all of that stuff, and you have to sign affidavits for that. Is that new? No. Eric Holder did that with... the Fox News journalist said, well, we said he was a co-conspirator, but we just want to really read his phone records. Folks, I've done this a million times. That's called perjury. I'd be in jail. I'd be in prison for doing Holder did, what Obama was doing. And now they've got Schiff doing it. Now they're listening. They're spying on everybody all the time. But I got a lot of calls, so I want to start getting to these calls. So, Charles, thanks for holding. Welcome back.
Thank you. It would shock me if there wasn't a long, and I mean decades-long, tradition of the FBI spying on what goes on at the White House. I'm certain that J. Edgar knew every dalliance that JFK and after him LBJ did, because it was an insurance policy to make sure he...
Oh, yeah, totally.
And so,
Putting on dresses and stuff with his second, I forget
well,
his...
Well, that's alleged. I don't know if there's any evidence of it, but there's certainly a lot of evidence of what both JFK and LBJ did in terms of philandering and JFK's endangering national security by betting a German spy. But the point is that there's a long tradition of it. On the other hand, what in the world, and maybe I'm naive, maybe there's something I'm not seeing, but what in the world does Mossad have to gain from running Epstein? I mean, maybe were they trying to get pillow talk out of people with underage girls, or were they just trying to get blackmail stuff maybe?
Yeah, it was a honeypot operation. It's not. It's hardly atypical. And so how was Israel with Obama?
They were horrid.
They were on the outs, right?
They were on the outs.
Okay,
right.
so they needed an in, right?
Yeah, but that's a long stretch. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you haven't convinced me that that was a modus operandi.
Okay, well, I mean, there's books coming out saying that. I'm telling you what I'm hearing through my back channels.
Okay. I'd like to see more on that.
Again, Israel was on the outs with Obama, and to a degree, certainly with the Clintons as well. They're on the in now, embassy in Jerusalem, everything, with Trump. So do they need Epstein anymore?
Well, I don't know if they ever needed Epstein before. I mean, I realize they needed an in, but to use that as an in is an awfully long stretch, I think.
I'm just telling you what I hear. I just call it as I see it. I mean, I'm an admirer of Mossad as an intelligence guy. Of course, my wife's family is Jewish. I'm very familiar with Israel and Sayeret and IDF and all that stuff. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing and how it fits. And I broke that a while back, and now there's books and other people coming out and saying it, including fellow 1811 Dan Bongino. But thanks for the call.
You should get him on.
Okay. Hey, Mark, yeah. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for another great show, as usual. And wanted to bring up the mysterious death of Tom Bowers, who was Jeffrey Epstein's personal private banker for all of his wealth that he accumulates. And
I can't even keep up with all the mysterious deaths. There's just too many of them to keep up with at this point. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And who's next? And do you have any information on any more solid connections to another cabal almost, with his banking connection?
You are right about that. And the FBI just a while back went into Arkansas and flew out all the two plane loads of Clinton Foundation records. And the skinny was that, they keep telling Bill that he can't keep messing these funds and he won't just stop doing it. You know, remember where he was at the religious service and he was eyeing the little singer female everything. He's just, it's just like Biden. These just guys are, they're no different than Roman emperors or kings, drunk on power. Back in the day. But I think this is all closing in on them. And the reason why it's closing in on them is because they've told so many lies. And also that these Clintons are now expendable. Everybody's turning on the Clintons. They're of no use to anybody. And I think that they're throwing them. It's kind of, think of the Screwtape Letters. C.S. Lewis, I think that they're trying to throw them under the bus, but I don't think they're gonna. I don't think it's gonna stop there. I just think there's too many things happening. Remember that Flynn. Why did they go after Flynn? Because Flynn talked about that he believed in Pizzagate, and Flynn said he was going to do a wash of the intelligence community. So Flynn really ensured. That he would he really ensured that they'd go after him because all those things would be exposed.
So that plane full of Clintonista records, did that mysteriously crash and disappear in the ocean somewhere?
No. And so remember a couple show, I think it was last year, when all these helos, special operations helos are landing in different places and there were plane crashes and stuff. So basically, it was the corrupt Department of Justice and the corrupt intelligence community against the patriots in the DOD and in military intelligence, like Flynn. Q has always been identified as a likely military intelligence. The DOE Q designation for the clearance is, camouflage, probably. But that level of precision that you see, just like with the latest, did you see the smocking gun text by Trump?
No, I did not.
It just came out. So go look for that. And he's saying the Dems are looking for a smocking gun. Not a smoking gun, but a smocking gun. So then you got to go look at what's smocking. Smocking is body painting for sexual gratification. We're back into the perversions of the left. And there's photos up there of Podesta and I can't think of the female's name right now. No, not Rice. Another, but you know, there's no shortage of, I've talked about, and I, you know, next time I do a pizza, if I do a pizza, I'll do the video stuff where you can see. Remember, I've talked about the paintings of the little girls with the red spots on their underwears and the Jeffrey Dahmer sculpture that's in Podesta's brother's house, and the movie stars Gwyneth Paltrow. Looking at and the photograph of the actual body. And of course, then there's the whole Bohemian Grove stuff going on. So, but.
Well, I do look forward to your next pizza exposure. You know, your
I haven't done one in a couple of years, but I think I'm going to do one again, or I'm going to do something. We're talking about doing a live feed from the dojo or with Sean or something, at an event, because, you know, I only usually have an hour when I'm doing a show or I'm doing a speech or something. But when I got 2 or 3 hours, you know, I can really lay out and explain in detail how all this happens. I hear that a lot is, hey, you know, you're not explaining what happened to you or how this works, or takes a while. Takes, you know, to really lay it out. I did one thing for the Republican women's at a hotel years ago, and I was laying out Fast and Furious. And by the end, they're like pausing with their cups in their mouths because I had finally explained it all. You know, I'm usually under a gun, but we'll do that. And thanks, thanks for the call, Mark. But
today is like Christmas Eve, waiting for tomorrow's.
It is. And so it was a race. It was impeachment versus indictments, and they have lost the race. They blew the race. They blew it with their witnesses. They blew it with their law professors. Schiff blew it. Schiff illegally obtained those wiretaps. You got to go to court to get those. And Schiff doesn't have Eric Holder, who's saying, "Oh yeah, I just wanted to do it, and I can get away with it because I'm in with the president anymore." And it's taken a long time to get there. And I think that's all going to make the difference. We'll see, you know, if it doesn't turn out, if they, you know, I've also heard that they're not going to say that there was any spies outside Mifsud in particular. You know, if that's the case, that's very worrisome. But we will see how that turns out. But I think that all this is coming to a head in the parallel IG investigation. Is parallel in the Durham investigation, which is going to go into plenty more. So stay tuned and keep the faith and keep praying, and we will see how this pans out. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, wishing you a blessed week. Blessings abound, and I will talk to you next week.